Benny had given up on the Filofax and was just about to call about her driver's license when the phone rang and she picked up reflexively. "Benny Rosato," she answered, and the voice on the other end of the line laughed. "Ha! Gotcha!" It was Dale Gondek, the rental agent for her office building. "Benny, you've been ducking my calls for 2 weeks." "Busted," Benny flushed. It was true. Caller ID wasn't made to evade landlords. It was more a byproduct. "You're not going to believe this, but I have great news. I just got a big case, and I should have some dough for you this week." "Who fell? Bill Gates?" "Very funny. I can send you $3,000 as soon as the check clears." She had already earmarked the St. Amian and Brandolini money for payroll, utilities, and IAMS mini-chunks. $3,000? That's 1 month rent. You owe us for 3 months, Benny. You said you would get current when your jury trial ended. Did it end yet?" Benny winced. Ray Finalil. "It did, but my client went bankrupt and couldn't pay me. Can you take the $3,000 and I'll get you the rest later?" "Ben, I'm up against it here. Don't make me send you an eviction notice." "You did that already. It's pink." Benny's gaze traveled to the notice, which was sticking out from underneath a stack of papers on her desk and was the same shade as Carrier's hair. Eviction notice, pink. "Just let me slide a little longer, please." "No can do. I get 30 days on the eviction anyway. I'll have plenty of money as soon as this case settles. Send me the final eviction notice, the orange one." "Oops. I'll see what I can do. But I'm not promising anything."
"Dale, thanks so much. You're the best,"
Benny said. She hung up before he could change his mind. It took only a weekend to transform the firm's large conference room into a war room. Documents from St. Amian and Fies, Xeroxed cases and scribbled notes cluttered its long walnut table, law books sat stacked on its matching chairs, and a modern oak credenza overflowed with empty low main containers and a coffee maker.